New at 6, the person police say shot an Oxford police officer and canine died by suicide. The hours-long standoff that ensued prior to the suspect's death and the condition of the officer's hurt. And questions remain about a chase in Raleigh tonight. We're talking about this chase right here. The viewer video showing a vehicle dodging investigators at a stoplight. Plus, it's commencement day for universities and colleges across North Carolina. We talk with those graduates from NC State.
Live from WRAL News headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Good evening and thanks for joining us tonight. I'm Julian Grace. Let's get right to some breaking news at 6, and we start right here. The person police say shot an Oxford police officer and his canine died by suicide after an hours-long standoff. Sky 5 was over the scene as investigators worked to de-escalate this situation right here. Now, this happened last night on Prospect Avenue in Oxford near the Granville Health System emergency room. Police haven't released the identity of the officer shot, but friends say he is Corporal Daniel Allen, shown here. WRAL's Brett Neese has been covering this story since last night. He joins us live in Oxford.
Julian, this is the home where that standoff happened. You can see the windows boarded up now after they were busted out by that man who shot that officer. Neighbors identify him as Jason Newton. One of those neighbors was standing across the street behind her cars, filming the whole ordeal on Facebook Live. Watch this. Valerie Fields took that video. She says she's grateful to be alive. I spoke with her last night shortly after those shots were fired.
Ducking and running, and he was shooting, shot up all the cars and this and that, you know. And I don't know. I can't believe he did that because he always been nice.
Officer Allen and his canine Halligan were first on the scene. Allen was shot in the leg and flown to Duke Hospital. We learned today his canine was shot multiple times. Both are in stable condition. That's the good news. And I was here when that standoff finally came to an end around 2 a.m. when officers had determined Newton had died inside after turning the gun on himself. This community now trying to get back to normal after what was more than an eight-hour ordeal. Julian.
8 hours there. Brett Neese reporting live for us in Oxford tonight. Thank you. We have a full timeline of events on WRAL.com right now. You can also check back in for updates on this case using the free WRAL mobile app as well as our Facebook and Twitter pages. Let's go to some new video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. It shows the aftermath of a deadly motorcycle or moped crash in Durham. Troopers say this happened at Redwood Road and Cheek Road. However, they didn't release any more information about what led up to the crash or the identity of the rider. Fayetteville police are investigating a death after finding a man unconscious in a home. Officers responded to a home on Tryon Drive around 4:30 in the morning on the report of a man that was found unconscious there. Police say the man is identified as 25-year-old Ethan Venza of New Hampshire. He was pronounced dead at the hospital. No word yet on the cause of death. Homicide detectives say the incident does not appear to be random, however. Chapel Hill police are investigating reported gunshots overnight in the 100 block of Timber Hollow Court. Police responded around 1:25 in the a.m. Officers discovered bullet holes in a building. No one reported any injuries. Investigators believe this was an isolated incident. Tonight, we're trying to confirm specific information about a crime situation that led to a police chase ending in Raleigh. A viewer sent this video of the chase that you're about to see. Here it is right here. Take a look. Intense moments there. That was the scene on Capitol Boulevard this morning. Multiple law enforcement agencies were involved in that chase that you see there. We believe that chase might be connected to this crime scene in Johnston County. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker captured video of this scene in the public supermarket parking lot at Flowers Marketplace near Clayton in Johnston County. There were shovel casings in the parking lot, as you see there. We'll let you know when we learn more about that scene there. All right, we have some sad news to report for the North Carolina Central community. Men's basketball student athlete Devin Butts has died. University announcing Butts passed away yesterday. His coach says Devin will be remembered as an incredible teammate with an infectious smile. He was on track to graduate with a bachelor's in behavioral and social science this summer. Butts was 22 years old. Changes to the weather in the form of some showers are possible. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione joins us now from the WRAL Severe Weather Center. And Anthony, this looks like it will hold off until at least late afternoon, right?
Yeah, Julian. Thankfully here, first of all, we started off a beautiful note for us today. Tomorrow, it looks like we will see a lot of dry time here to start the day into the early to even mid-afternoon. Here are the rain chances that we're looking at. So as we head after about 4 to 5 p.m. is when this starts to pick up. We're talking some scattered showers and storms. But again, tomorrow morning looking great. Mainly all of us seeing temperatures there in the low 60s. We should see lots of sunshine here, very similar to what we started off today. But there is Futurecast. We start off nice, looking good, but we head through the day. There's lunchtime, even I think seeing lots of sunshine at that point. We're going to see this kind of decaying line of showers and storms back to our west, likely weakening as it moves its way into our direction here. But there is 5 o'clock. This should start here to the north and west counties there, and then it starts to push its way through. We may need to bump up rain chances as we head to about 7 to 8 p.m. tomorrow night, just depending on how these evening models shake out for us. But what I would say is those evening plans tomorrow, Julian, definitely keep the umbrella handy. Tomorrow morning, though, thankfully looks pretty good. We'll walk through here, Futurecast, through early next week as well with more rain coming up here.
Okay. I was hoping that we finally broke the streak, but doesn't look like it's going to happen.
I know. At least we lucked out with today.
It was beautiful. All right. Thanks, Anthony. It was a big day at several area colleges and universities with a number of spring commencement ceremonies. WRAL's Laura Levine shows us the celebration for graduating seniors at NC State.
A sea of red and white as thousands of people filled PNC Arena for an unforgettable moment in these young lives. And for some students, getting to the stage was not an easy feat. The family of Casey Johnson cheered him on after years of determination. His mom fought back tears as he walked by.
I'm just so proud of him. He's worked really hard. It took him 7 years, but he did it.
He was determined to do it, and he did it.
And determination sums up the class of 2023. They had an interesting college experience. From COVID-19 shutdowns, pivoting to virtual classes, this group of friends stuck together.
It was really hard to keep motivated.
To lead my fellow graduates.
More than 6,500 students received a diploma, reflecting on their time. General Anthony Cotton, the commander at the United States Strategic Command, was the keynote speaker.
You have the talent and training to succeed.
And student commencement speaker Kelsey O'Connor also had a motivating message of perseverance.
But during my junior year, I suffered a traumatic brain injury from softball. My career-ending concussion meant that softball was now forever over, and I was on the brink of even continuing as a student. But you are so much more than your role.
As the university has grappled with difficult times this year, mental health has been top of mind. These friends tell me it's another reason to be thankful for getting this far, thinking about the impact they want to leave on the world.
Definitely noticed as well that NC State is kind of stepping up its accessibility to resources for different students, which is really nice to see.
What's next? What are your plans?
I'm going to grad school all the way in the UK.
And I never thought I would graduate, and here I am. So if I can do it, anyone can do it.
For WREL News, I'm Laura Levine.
Oh, that is so encouraging. Let's keep this going. In Durham, North Carolina, Central University held its spring graduation ceremony this morning. High-profile civil rights lawyer Ben Crump delivered the keynote address. He made a passionate appeal for graduates to take an active role in shaping the nation's future.
I submit to you, graduating class of 2023, it is the right thing to do to stand up for our people's future. It is the right thing to do to speak up for our people's future. It is the right thing to do to fight for our people's future.
NC Central held its commencement ceremony this afternoon. Let's talk about St. Augs in Raleigh. It held its 92nd commencement ceremony this morning. 9 students made history as the first to receive a master's in public administration from the university. North Carolina Wesleyan University in Rocky Mount also held its spring graduation ceremony today. WRAL's Renee Chu delivered an inspiring commencement speech to the class of 2023.
Pay attention to who shows up for you unconditionally. That's your inner circle, and that is your tribe. Show up unconditionally for them. Invest in these relationships because they are what will sustain you through life.
Oh, great words of advice right there. About 420 graduates received their diplomas at the ceremony today. Hundreds of Wake Tech students also graduated today, but some family members were frustrated that they could not get inside to see the commencement celebration. A viewer sent us this cell phone video of people outside the Scott Northern Wake Campus gymnasium this morning. They found out the gym had reached capacity and no one else could enter. We did reach out to Wake Tech for a response, and they sent us this statement, which reads in part, quote, "Graduation is a special day of celebration, and we make every effort to accommodate as many friends and family as possible. Each graduate was allocated 5 tickets for their ceremony. Unfortunately, when some family members arrived late, they were not allowed into the gymnasium. While late arrivals always run the risk of not being accommodated, we regret that this situation occurred." Meanwhile, inside that gymnasium, the celebration featured the first graduating classes of 3 new degree programs at Wake Tech: biotechnology, public safety administration, and collision repair and refinishing. Congratulations to all of the graduates. Cannot say that enough. Well, for the first time in 70 years, a new British monarch was crowned. Coming up, a look at the celebration coronation ceremony for King Charles III. And racing to beat cancer. Coming up, we talk with people who participated in this year's Komen Triangle Race for the Cure. Welcome back. A beautiful shot of the WRAL Tower Cam right there. What a beautiful day it has been. Let's see if this continues. We'll talk to Anthony in just a moment. Well, welcome back again. For the first time in like 70 years, the United Kingdom held the coronation of a new monarch. The 74-year-old son of Queen Elizabeth II was crowned King Charles III today. The ceremony was held at Westminster. Coming up, all new, at 10 o'clock, we will have a full breakdown of the day's events. Jumping back over to the Atlantic Ocean, a Johnston County celebration and Southern Comfort favorite happened today. I know you know about this. This is video from last year's festival. The fun kicked off this morning and wrapped up just a few minutes ago. The festival is known for its live music and, of course, country ham biscuits with sweet potatoes galore. WRAL is a proud sponsor of the Ham and Yam Festival. Today, hundreds flocked to Research Triangle Park to race for people too weakened by cancer treatments. The 2023 Komen Triangle Race for the Cure kicked off this morning at 8:30. For those who raced today, it was an emotional and comforting experience.
It feels like a family. We are all or have gone through the same and similar things. And to see everyone out here supporting each other is very comforting.
Words cannot express how this feels on the inside for a survivor, particularly when we do the survivor walk. It brings tears to my eyes every time. And there are so many ladies that are not here to support and celebrate this day. So I walk for them as well.
Let's keep that encouragement going. Part of today's race included the Survivor's Parade of Hope. WRAL meteorologist Mike Mays attended today's event. WRAL is a proud sponsor. Love seeing all that energy out there today. Anthony, I was in Wake Forest earlier today for the meet in the street. It was absolutely gorgeous, and I thought to myself, the streak finally ends of rainy weekends, but yes. Not so fast, right?
I was so excited to hear that the rain, this past week we were talking about the chances, you know, for today and tomorrow. They consistently came down and then basically to virtually nothing here for us today. So that's great news. It was a great forecast here for all of those events going on. We do have some changes here to talk about for tomorrow. It will not be a raining all day long kind of event, but I want to make you aware here of when we could see some showers and storms pushing through. Here is where we sit on satellite and radar right now. We have high pressure in control. A lot of times that is what's the calming factor here in our weather. We also have this system, though, back out to the west. That warm front right there is going to be a little bit key here. It is currently to our west, but it's going to add a little bit of lift here to a pocket of moisture up in the Ohio and Tennessee Valley. That moisture will continue to stream down into our direction here and lose steam as it does, but still potentially have some impacts for our weather tomorrow afternoon and evening. There is a level one risk here of severe weather west of our viewing area. This does not include us right now. We'll watch to see if they do expand that. The severe ingredients here for this specific area, very minimal at this point, which is good, but we'll continue to here watch that pretty closely. There is future cast heading into tomorrow morning. We should wake up to lots of sunshine here, even up until lunchtime. I think it's going to be another day very similar to today. Beautiful out there and no complaints here weather-wise. Where we start to pick up on the changes is as we head into the late afternoon and into the evening. There is 5 o'clock on future cast. This line should start to weaken as it approaches our area, but I think it's going to have enough steam here to continue to hold on to some of these showers and storms pushing through. There is 8 o'clock tomorrow evening. Still some fairly heavy coverage there, and it continues to push out. So that prime time frame I'm thinking here is about 4 to 5 p.m. for our northwestern counties, and then it slowly sags to the south and should be mostly done by the time we head to about 10 p.m. tomorrow evening. There's a good summary for you, so no problems. Make plans here. Get outside tomorrow morning looking great, and then we start to see those scattered showers and storms here tomorrow late afternoon into the evening. It will not be a complete washout here, but I do think it's going to be some inconvenient weather pushing through. As opposed to the beautiful weather we have out there right now. We have some of those cumulus clouds floating around. It is so nice and calm. Get outside this evening, take the dog out. It's a nice warm one here for us too, but not coming with the humidity. So that's a nice change here. We're at 80 degrees in Raleigh, 79 in Clinton, 78 degrees in Goldsboro, and we'll keep temperatures here very comfortable into our Sunday morning, right about 56 degrees there if you're up and at them early, and then 58 at 7 o'clock. Again, lots of sunshine. Those clouds don't really start to increase a little bit until we head into after lunchtime and into the afternoon. Here is where we are headed. 84 degrees there on Monday. This is going to set up, Julian, a pretty summer-like pattern for us. Notice those temperatures. Gets a little bit more humid Monday and Tuesday with some shower and storm chances. Thursday and Friday, though. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday look pretty good here this week.
All right. Thanks, Anthony. Pat Welter is here with us today. And, Pat, the Panthers have been doing a lot of work off the field.
That's right. It is Keep Pounding Day, or was yesterday. And the Panthers celebrated by giving back across the state. Coming up next, you're going to see how Ike Ekwonu chose to serve. And the Panthers are the Canes are laying down the smackdown on the Devils. While the results are all about the process. Next.
Those little plays that look pretty are really just the result of wearing them down and playing in a hard forechecking style of game.
And now moving in with it, backhand shot, score! Jordan Staal.
Jordan Staal perfectly describing the Hurricane style to me last night after the game. The grind leads to the glory. Canes with a 2-0 series lead. Now, the Canes have been criticized and praised for their system. Some would say it maybe hits a ceiling in the playoffs. But the Canes would tell you, look at the results. Carolina dominant through two games so far versus New Jersey. Jesper Kotkaniemi setting the tone with this hit last night. They've shut down the Devils' skill through relentless pressure and have been able to cash in on their chances. Now, what they lack in stars, they make up for in depth. Rod Brind'Amour and leaders like Jordan Staal have established the culture here. And right now, you're seeing what it looks like when the whole team buys in.
Like we talked about a lot, I mean, we have great leadership in here, and Jordan's the top of the food chain on that. And I just think you come into our room and there's a way that you're supposed to do things, and there's really no other way to do it. And so, if you can't do that, you probably have a hard time here. You won't be here very long.
I mean, that's the, you know, how we are built. You know, it starts with the hard work. Just how we play. And obviously, we've been getting last two games good results, but obviously we got to do the work again.
I saw someone on Twitter compare the Hurricanes to Virginia basketball. The Hoos don't score like this. 11 goals through two games, the third most to start a playoff series in the last 20 years. Now, the Canes' plane took off for New Jersey at 2:30. Casey Hintz wasn't far behind in coach, but I'm told her flight now delayed till 9. So Casey putting in that grind as well. But she will have live coverage once she gets there of games 3 and 4 Sunday and Tuesday for us on WRAL and Sports Extra on Fox 50. A lot of excitement around the Carolina Panthers right now, from drafting Bryce Young to new head coach Frank Reich. There's a lot of new, but there's a part of the culture that will never change.
Keep pounding. It's a mantra and a rallying cry for Panthers Nation on game day and beyond.
Yeah, let me hear you.
Friday marked the team's annual Keep Pounding Day. The Panthers celebrating by giving back across the state.
It's a great way for the team to say thank you and serve those communities that have always supported the team.
Oh! They held a Play 60 event for military families at Fort Bragg.
We're going to have some fun, but first we got to get warmed up.
So tall.
We're going to do 10 jumping jacks, all right?
Farmed in East Charlotte.
You know, the community are the people who support us when we're out on the field.
Former NC State offensive lineman Ike Ekwonu even served pancakes to senior citizens.
I haven't been able to try my own work. You know, I might make a couple for myself back there, but I definitely wanted to serve the community first while I got my own.
New receiver DJ Chark went into South Carolina to make vision boards at the Jackson Teen Center.
I'm really enjoying it. I'm glad that I was able to come out here to Keyshaw County and meet great people here. Feels good to be back in the South.
It's a day of service, but the mission persists throughout the year. Like the late Sam Mills said, keep pounding, don't quit.
For those guys, thanks, Pat. And thanks for joining us tonight. Join us back here on Fox 50 at 10 o'clock, and we'll see you on WRL at 11.